Andrew Schneider on KNIA, KRLS Radio, here with Bailey Voss and Jacqueline Holmes of Pella Christian on a very frigid day here in Fort Dodge, starting off our coverage. Bailey and Jacqueline, good to see you back here again. I know not the races necessarily you wanted coming in, but you're able to finish up here at Fort Dodge. Bailey, I'll start with you. Your thoughts about running through the cold today in a really tough field?
I'd say all leading up to the week and then last night with the team, we always had very optimistic view. We knew the weather wasn't going to be great, and we were warming up this morning. It was snowing on us, so lots of different twists for the weather compared to last year. But I'd say that even in the cold temperatures, both Jacqueline and I, and hopefully the boys in a little bit, did our best even when our muscles were maybe cold and tight, and ultimately just had a good time with the team and got to push for one last race of the season.
Well, Jacqueline, this career has come full circle for you. I remember when you were a freshman racing for this dream and goal, and now you get to finish your cross-country career here at Fort Dodge. What does this moment mean, and what does it mean to finish your racing career, at least in long distance, here in Fort Dodge?
This race has definitely taught me so much, let alone just in cross country. It's taught me just discipline and to always just trust your instincts and trust what your coaches have done for you. And I don't know, it definitely hurts a little bit emotionally, but I'm just very proud of myself and just what I've had to go through and just the adversity of cross country. But yeah, I'm just very proud, especially of the conditions and the weather.
Well, and Bailey, obviously your second trip up here now, and a lot of learning still for you. And this year a little different since you weren't with the whole team, at least on the course. What did you get from this experience? I mean, it's kind of hard right now. And what are the things you'll be thinking about now as you prepare for track and get ready for that spring season?
I think that this race has taught me a lot, definitely. I always, like, pray going into the races, like, God, show me how I can glorify you through this race. And I think sometimes God shows us his strength in our weakest moments. So throughout that race, I'm like, I cannot get my legs to take another step. It's just like, God, like, this is you moving my legs, and it always has been from the beginning. So I think it's kind of beautiful when, even though I don't maybe get to run the times that I want, God really makes it clear how he's the one carrying me through every race, and he's the one giving me this ability. And I think going into track, I'm definitely looking forward to, I was looking through pictures last night from track, actually, and I was like, man, Jacqueline, I really want to run a 400 right now. And so I'm looking forward to maybe training this winter and getting ready for a 400 this spring.
Well, and Jacqueline, now, you think about the growth of this program from where you were as a freshman to now, what's it like to leave your legacy here, and what's it like to be a part of this tradition and to help build the team to where it is now?
My hopes is that when I leave cross country, that all the girls will just see just how much work is put into the system and just what coach has done for all of them. I just want them to appreciate that.
Awesome. Bailey Voss, Jacqueline Holmes, a huge congratulations to both of you here today. Thank you for your time, and all the best to you as you get ready for your next season.
Thank you.
Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with the Eagles boys cross country team following their 14th place finish here at state. I'll have each of you introduce yourself for me quickly.
Sawyer Miners.
Paxton Balma. Logan Gallagher.
Eli Hoxbergen.
Tyson DeVries.
Sean Boss.
And Deacon Branderhorst.
And as I said, a 14th place finish today on a very frigid day for each of you. What were your thoughts out there? How do you feel like you performed on the course today? And what's it mean to finish your season up here at Fort Dodge?
I definitely ran pretty well. I'm happy with my time. Maybe our placement, we're hoping for a bit better, but we all gave our hardest, and that's what matters.
Yeah, it was pretty cold out here. I was running pretty stiff, and I did about average, but I felt pretty good about myself, and the team did overall pretty well.
It was definitely really cold and battling some pain, but I'm happy everyone tried their best, and we definitely put our all in.
Proud of the work that we all put in and how we ran our greatest for the end of the season, even though we were hoping for a little bit better.
As a senior, being here the past 2 years, the weather was a lot better, and coming here this year, it kind of changed the atmosphere a little bit, but I think it made the experience a lot better because we're used to warm weather. So this year with the colder weather, I think it was just fun to be around the team with a different experience. And yeah, it could have been better out on the course for us, but running together as a team, that's what we work for and that's what we wanted.
Yeah, the previous 2 years has been a lot nicer, but it's just another challenge for us to overcome, another battle for us to fight. And even though maybe we didn't have some of our greatest times, still overall I'm happy for this team.
Personally, I was just super excited to come out here with the team and be able to compete with everybody, and I'm glad we all gave it our all and give all the glory to God.
Well, and I'll reverse the order and ask this question. Pella Christian now 3 years in a row at State, and obviously a program that a few years ago had been a while. What's it mean to be a part of this growing program and to be able to come back here in Fort Dodge and to set the stage even for next year and all those who are returning?
I'm just so glad because we're growing each year as a team and we're slowly getting better too, and I'm just glad we can come back each year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see where the team keeps going from here. I remember first joining, and I mean, our team was tiny, and then now we've gone to State 3 times in a row. It's honestly impressive.
It's cool to see how the team has grown over the years because we started when the team was younger and not many people. So, like, to be through the experience with the size of the team growing each year, it's just been cool to see, and then to watch these people keep getting better and see what they can do next year.
It's really cool to see how much the team has grown and how much we have more people to push each other and create an atmosphere where we're all striving to improve together.
It's been just been really fun running with this team next year, and I hope that we can make even more great memories next year and just keep the streak of making it to State rolling.
I got a lot of high hopes for this team next year. We got some really good 8th graders coming in as freshmen, and we're going to have a solid team for next year and hopefully come back.
Yeah, we got a lot of returners next year. I'm really excited. Hopefully you can all put the hours in, and I'm excited to see what we can accomplish next year.
The Pella Christian Eagles cross-country team finishing their season at Fort Dodge at the state meet. Congratulations on an excellent season, fellas, and all the best to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.